closer to my guest tonight, Timothy Good, a man you perhaps haven't heard of. The book he has written, Alien Liaison, The Ultimate Secret, is a book that has really caught my imagination. Timothy is with me. He's not a crank. He's not a sensation seeker. He has written in his book, Timothy, you contend that aliens have landed on this planet, have collaborated with at least one government that you know of, the US government, and whether we believe that or not, at the very least, it is clear from the book that governments, Soviet, US and British, are covering up something. We're not quite sure what they are covering up.
Absolutely. Let's begin with the involvement of the intelligence community. In the United States, that involves agencies such as the CIA and FBI, which I think we've all heard of, and other less well-known agencies such as the Defense Intelligence Agency, Atomic Energy Commission, National Security Agency, Air Force, Army, and Naval Intelligence. And with the exception of the United States Air Force, all those agencies denied for decades, since the late 1940s, any serious involvement in UFO research. Now, under the Freedom of Information Act, tens of thousands of documents on official UFO reports have been released under the Freedom of Information Act in the United States. And on their own admission, all those agencies fully admit that they are withholding thousands more documents in the interests of national security. And the fact of the matter is that since 1950, if not earlier, the subject was definitely classified much higher than the hydrogen bomb. It is the most sensitive issue within the United States intelligence community and the intelligence community.
If this is true, what's in this book is of profound significance. But
yes.
What people might find difficult to believe is why it hasn't come to light until now. It's been going on for how long?
It's been going on in the post-war era, since about 1946. Actual sightings of UFOs go back thousands of years. They've been recorded in the Brahmin records. But certainly some of the biblical stories indicate that there has been some type of liaison. And a number of religious writers, including Dr. Barry Downing, who's also a physicist, are convinced that there has been an extraterrestrial liaison since time immemorial.
Well, let's talk about the post-war ones, if you like. And you say that governments, you present evidence in the book to say that governments, it's 38 levels above top secret, you present evidence in the book that say it says that governments have been at times collaborating, there have been crashes, or these aliens have willfully come to Earth. And in fact, as of 1988, there's one quote in the book, there is at least one alien working with the US government.
It has been confirmed by a physicist that the United States government has actually established contact with extraterrestrials. This claim was made on American television in October 1988 during a two-hour documentary on the subject, which was shown also in the Soviet Union, or at least there was collaboration with the Soviet Union on the program simultaneously when it was broadcast. And it has been shown in a number of other countries, and at least two intelligence agents appeared on this program and confirmed that there had been contact, it had been established. Furthermore, a number of people have now come forward indicating that an actual film showing aliens landing was taken at Holloman Air Force Base in 1964.
Have you seen this film?
I haven't seen the film. I'm trying to get it at the moment for an Anglo-American documentary, which is going to be, I think, one of the most expensive documentaries ever made on any subject. And it won't go out until late 1992, early 1993. Mm-hmm. But we are trying to obtain this movie film, which was shot on 16mm. The existence of the film has been confirmed for me by Bob Emmenegger, an American film producer. It's also been confirmed by Paul Schartl, who was head of security at Norton Air Force Base. And he's seen the film. He's absolutely convinced it shows the real thing. It's not just theatrical or training footage or anything like that.
We've got lots to talk about, but what if these aliens are here? Where are they, and what are they doing?
Well, I haven't the faintest idea. Some people have suggested that there is a kind of liaison going on. I personally think it's highly likely. There's no question in my mind that the United States authorities have acquired a number of extraterrestrial vehicles since the late 1940s.
UFOs.
UFOs. There have been some accidents, crashes, debris has been found, but also some craft have been found in remarkably good condition. I have spoken with a physicist who was working on one of these recovered craft. His clearance level, to give you some idea of the level of secrecy, was 38 levels above top secret. All he knew about was the propulsion system. That was what his speciality was. He also witnessed this craft being test flown within a limited range at a highly secret test site in the Nevada desert. These claims would seem outrageous were it not for the fact that we now have clear evidence from at least two former intelligence chiefs, including Admiral Bobby Ray Inman, who is a former director of the National Security Agency, as well as a deputy director of the CIA. In addition, Rear Admiral Sumner Shapiro has confirmed that the United States authorities have actually acquired extraterrestrial vehicles. This information was given to a good friend of mine and colleague, Mr. Bob Exler, who is a former NASA mission specialist. He had these extraordinary conversations with these people, one of which we have on tape. We were warned by Admiral Inman's executive assistant that any public disclosure of the information that he had acquired from these people would be in violation of American national secrecy laws. I decided to push ahead, together with my publisher, Century, obviously, after legal advice, to call their bluff, because although they are threatening charges under official secrecy laws in the States, at the same time, there is a plan, and I know this to be a fact because I have personally been involved with it to a limited extent. It's known as the Cosmic Journey Project. This is a plan by the United States government, together with NASA and Rockwell International, to have a huge international exhibition of the past, present, and future space programs.
That hasn't yet gone ahead.
It was due to go ahead last year, but is going to feature an actual extraterrestrial craft and or a body. Now, this information, again, sounds absolutely ridiculous, but it has been confirmed for me by a number of people, including Bob Exler, who spoke with a number of the astronauts who are connected with this project, and I've mentioned their names in my book. He also spoke with a general at the Pentagon who indicated that they had a number of vehicles and bodies to choose from. Their main concern was public perception. How is the public going to react?
Well, this is it. It's a lot for us to take.
That is what they're concerned about.
It is a hell of a lot for us to take, isn't it? If this is true, and there's certain evidence that something shady is going on here, there's a cover-up about something, that is very clear. But it's absolutely astounding.
Of course it is.
Why? I'm going to play a record in a second. These aliens, if they have been coming here for thousands of years, and if we have, as governments, known about it since the war, why are they coming here? Are they tourists? Are they examining us? Are they coming here to help us? What's the short answer to that before I play a record?
Well, to take the last point, I have no idea why they're coming here. I think there could be many reasons. There could be different species. Some of them may well have a vested interest in what we're doing on this planet. Some of them may even have seeded life on this planet. Who knows? That's one possibility I take very seriously. But to go back to the first part of your question, when you say governments have been covering up, very few people actually in governments know what is going on, because this information is so compartmented that even I very much doubt whether anyone in the cabinet in the Her Majesty's government has the slightest idea that all these things are going on. It's only within the intelligence community.